An ongoing federal criminal investigation is focusing on Commonwealth Edison and the electric company's lobbying in Springfield. Attempts to gain influence at the Illinois Capitol are driven largely by lobbyists with close ties to the state's most powerful politician, Michael Madigan. He's a longtime House Speaker and the state's Democratic Party boss. A new WBEZ investigation finds ComEd employed 15 lobbyists with close ties to Madigan. WBEZ's investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos has been digging into all this. I spoke to him earlier, and I asked him to tell us what's known about Madigan's connections to this ongoing federal investigation.
Well, we at WBZ were the first to report last month that all this is focused on political contracting at ComEd, hiring people with connections, including people close to Madigan, allegedly in exchange for electric rate hikes. We also know there have been a lot of FBI raids in recent months of people close to Madigan, a guy named Mike McClain, who's a ComEd lobbyist for many years and a very close confidant of Mike Madigan, Kevin Quinn, an operative of Mike Madigan's political organization, Mike Zaleski, a former alderman from the Southwest side, and there was even a raid at the City Club of Chicago. It's a nonprofit public affairs forum, and in that raid, we know that the subpoena was asking for information about Mike Madigan.
Okay, so it seems, Dan, that the feds have been looking for information on Madigan on several fronts, as you mentioned. We know there are at least two federal investigations into ComEd's lobbying activities. So what did you find when you started searching for ComEd lobbyists with ties to Madigan?
We started searching because ComEd has acknowledged getting two federal grand jury subpoenas in this investigation, and they say that the first one was about their lobbying in Illinois. And so we knew anecdotally that it's pretty much a who's who of people who have connections to Madigan and are lobbying for ComEd, but we wanted to know the entire exact extent of it. So there are 23 firms that have lobbied for ComEd in Springfield this year, and we found that the vast majority of them, 15 of those 23, have employees with resumes that include either working for Mike Madigan directly as an aide to him or serving under him in the Illinois House as Democratic members of his caucus. In all, 10 Kerner former Madigan aides and 5 retired lawmakers have lobbied for ComEd this year, and that includes the top lawyer for the state party, which Madigan leads, and the attorney that Mike Madigan brought in to deal with Me Too allegations last year against some of his aides. So lots of Madigan people lobbying for ComEd, and some of them are highly trusted, deeply connected people in Madigan's orbit.
And Dan, you reached out to ComEd, the Speaker's office, and all of these lobbyists for this story. What did they have to say about what you found?
Well, Mike Madigan's spokesman did not call back, but Mike Madigan said last week to reporters in Springfield that he is not a target of any investigation. None of the lobbyists would call us back except one, Howard Kenner, a former member of the Illinois House, told me he asked Madigan to recommend him to ComEd, but the Speaker did not. He says he got the job through another referral, which he wouldn't identify. And ComEd, for their part, just sent us a statement, would not say why they hired all of these lobbyists. They just said that they like people who are experienced in the policymaking process in Illinois to be representing their interests.
There have been lots of twists and turns in this federal probe into ComEd. What are you looking for next?
Well, we have to say nobody has been charged, but a lot of these lobbyists that were employed by ComEd and had ties to Madigan are quietly being cut loose. That includes Will Cousineau, who was Madigan's political director for close to 10 years. He stopped lobbying for ComEd just on October 25th. Another former top aide to Madigan, Heather Weir-Vaught, was a lobbyist for ComEd, and that ended in August. So we'll see how many of the ones who are left remain with ComEd as this scandal continues to develop.
That's WBEZ's investigative reporter, Dan Mihalopoulos, and a note that ComEd is a WBEZ underwriter.